An expression is regla Otero. The last name is O T E R O. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old Hispanic patient of Dr. Montero, M O N T E R O, who has a 5-year history of diabetes mellitus that is non insulin dependent and that has been under control. Period. The patient has a very strong family history of diabetes mellitus, and unfortunately this patient has been a smoker for a long period of time, and the consumption of the nicotine is still going on, despite the fact that the patient has coronary artery disease, a status post 2 stents, and evidence in the echocardiogram of a decreased ejection fraction around 50% with diastolic dysfunction. Another contributory factor is the obesity. The BMI is 38. The laboratory workup that we have available shows that in September, the 22nd of 2023, the serum creatinine is 130, the BUN is 17, and the estimated EFR is 60 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis or the determination of microalbumin creatinine ratio, protein creatinine ratio, that has to be done. The patient has a hemoglobin of 6.5. Period. The deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to the morbid obesity with arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease, and some component of cardiorenal syndrome. Period. The patient has diastolic dysfunction, most likely associated to the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number three, morbid obesity with a BMI of 38. Following number, non-organic sleep apnea. The patient is in the process of getting the CPAP. Following number, CKD stage 3A related to the diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and nephrosclerosis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number, coronary artery disease status post 2 stents.
Huele bien allá en la cocina.
The patient is very reluctant to change her ways. However, we had a lengthy discussion regarding the need to change the lifestyle, decrease the caloric intake, go into the plant-based diet, as well as a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. And we are going to also advocate a low-sodium diet. I am going to complete the evaluation of the kidney function. I stress the need for her to quit smoking And I explained in detail the comorbidities associated to nicotine abuse. She's already suffering from the significant cardiovascular disease. Period. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. Period. Paragraph. I neglected to mention that the patient had an intestinal obstruction with treated with laparotomy and bowel resection, and also a history of a benign salivary gland tumor that was operated by Dr. Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, like in Zulu. Period.